Trying to find anything to salvage. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what people will be doing again today in twisted apart areas of Mississippi where federal disaster aid's been approved.
We're just trying to get what we can out of the rubble. It's pretty shocking.
Yet another morning of absolute devastation here in the Mississippi Delta. The majority of the deaths have occurred here in Mississippi. A total of 25 people have lost their lives and one person in Alabama. And you just see parts of homes.
Well, that's Fox Weather's Robert Ray in hard-hit Rolling Fork. Many homes and businesses just gone. There's also tornado damage and injuries in southern Georgia. Now to another type of destruction at the chocolate factory that exploded in Pennsylvania.
Search and rescue teams have located two more individuals at the Arm and Palmer site.
West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holman says those two were believed to be the final people missing. Friday's explosion now blamed for seven deaths. They're still trying to figure out the cause. More anger and unrest in Israel. Another day of widespread protests over the prime minister's plan to overhaul the country's judicial system, and workers have gone on strike, grounding flights, halting work at ports. Even doctors plan a walkout. There have been reports Benjamin Netanyahu could put the plan on hold. A New York City grand jury investigating former President Trump expected to meet again this afternoon.
After proceedings were canceled multiple times last week. Now, we're still waiting to learn if Trump will be indicted on allegations of making a hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. But over the weekend, Trump said Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg does not have a case. Trump told reporters in Waco, Texas on Saturday, quote, "I think they've already dropped the case. It's a fake case."
That's Fox's Brooks Singman. Silicon Valley Bank is being bought weeks after it failed and collapsed. First Citizens buying up assets and deposits. Customers can go to the 17 SVB branches that will be reopened under the new name today. America's listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News. Vice President Harris is in Ghana.
I'm very excited about the impact of the future of Africa on the rest of the world, including the United States of America.
It is a week-long visit for Vice President Harris to the continent. Now, tomorrow, President Biden expected to kick off what he calls an Investing in America tour that'll bring him or the vice president or the first lady or cabinet members to 20 states.
First stop, Wolfspeed in Durham, North Carolina, where they're expanding their semiconductor chip manufacturing due to the CHIPS Act. The White House says they're also highlighting the infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act as well. Infrastructure coordinator Mitch Landrieu is headed to Nashville to highlight expanded electric vehicle charging manufacturing. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will head to air traffic control facilities in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up nearly 200 points coming off last week's gains. The Final Four is set in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
It's the biggest win in Hurricane Hoops history.
Miami beat Texas 88-81 on CBS to go to its first Final Four ever. San Diego State has never been there either, but also advanced, beating Creighton 57-56. Miami will face Connecticut. San Diego State will play Florida Atlantic. In NASCAR, they raced on a road course in Texas.
Reddick, Masters Circuit of the Americas.
Courtesy of Fox Sports, Tyler Reddick takes the checkered flag for the first time this season. He won twice on road courses in 2022 and finished in the top 10 at both Circuit of the Americas races. He led 41 laps on Sunday and passed William Byron with four laps to go, surviving three overtime restarts. Kyle Busch was second, Alex Bowman third.
That's Tim McMaster. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.